This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's unbelievable limits. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Hokie, Jabril Peppers in the house. I had a guy from Boston on the other day for the Boston Globe said, you know, he had some legal issues that have now been ironed out, and he's a really good football player. Yeah. Bill Belichick loved the guy. Yeah. He's a hitter. He's basically Deshaun Elliott. Not great in coverage, but you put him in the box, and he hammers people.
And they're going to need a guy like that. Right
you
now,
like him?
Right? When he played for the Browns, you know, listen, he played for the Patriots. This guy's a guy who's just consistent ball player. Is he a game breaker, game changer? No. He's a guy that's going to be where he needs to be. He's a guy who's going to come in and play his role. I think what the biggest knock on him was he was a first-round draft pick, and has he lived up to that first-round draft pick kind of stigma? I don't know about that, but he's been a consistent physical football player, and he's a guy who the Steelers can put in the box, an eighth defender, and allow him to get in there and help stop the run, because teams are going to run the ball at the Steelers until they can stop it.
Bob?
I'm sorry. I was reading something. I wasn't paying to a word. I did not hear a word. What was the conversation? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Oh.
I didn't hear.
I thought that was leading into a question.
No.
How about Tyreek Hill? Now, he suddenly has new legal problems. I don't know how both of you feel about that. Obviously, if you give me Tyreek Hill, I like it. I don't like everything that comes with him.
And everything does come with it.
And the Steelers want to deal with that, right? I mean, the reality is that now he's under investigation. So, you know, there's talk the Steelers are interested in Tyreek Hill. And if they go and get him, will he then just be suspended? Right, and then you got a guy here on your roster you traded for, and now you can't even play. So that's something you have to consider as well. But I think right now, man, listen, I like Calvin Austin III. I like his speed. I like the plays he made last week. I mean, how was he not shown after 1 week that he can fill that number two spot? Four catches for 70 yards, drew a big PI in the final drive of the game. What's there not to like there?
Well, I think it's not even against him, but there's still, you know, Omar Khan and Andy White will strike me as they're all in on this season, as we know.
Sure.
So if there's another piece that can make that, and it doesn't have to be Tyreek Hill, by the way. There could
but you
be,
don't want to
there
see, are some other you don't receivers. Want to sell the future out for a guy, Tyreek Hill, and you don't know what's going to happen there.
No, I'm not saying about him. There could be other guys.
I don't
there
want any part other. Of it.
First of all, Tyreek Hill's too expensive. There, unless
Why they,
Miami would
Pop,
pay.
You got so many players on this team right now, you can't even play them all. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
We didn't see Darnell Washington on Sunday.
We didn't see Roman Wilson.
I saw a little cameo.
My point is there's flirtation with it because they're all in.
He's a game changer. What do you got to give up to get him?
I wouldn't want him. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about other guys you may trade for.
If you go all in on like a legit number two who could be a number one, is he going to get the ball? And then who doesn't get the ball?
Well, if he's good enough to get the ball, then that's a nice problem to have.
He wants to get Metcalf more targets. He said he needs to get Austin more targets.
Fine.
They scored 34 points.
That doesn't mean you don't close the door. That doesn't mean you don't
close the door. No, you're always
going to
listen.
Those GMs should be on the phone every time trying to figure this out. I'm not endorsing it, and I would tell you I'm against it with Tyreek Hill. But there are other receivers who could be available by trade or whatever.
I'm waiting. When's the deadline? November?
I'm not saying now.
When I'm focused on guys,
we'll find out in time who
emerges. I'm focused on fixing up the leaks in this defense. I'm focused on developing your young guys. You have young Kevin Austin III. They have so much belief in him. He was hurt all training camp. I don't even think he took a snap. And he comes out in the first game, and he's the number two guy, plays most of the snaps at wide receiver, and he has four catches for 70 yards, big PI call. I mean, give the guy a chance. Let him go
I'm
out there.
I'm not saying they're not.
Bob's not giving him a chance.
No, that's not at all. What I'm saying. What I'm saying is, he took off last year. He elevated himself.
Sure
he took advantage of whatever opportunity. And good for him, and he should. And he did it last week as well.
And you talk about this offense, too, Pomp, where they have tight ends. I mean, you got Freiermuth, and you got Jonnu Smith, and you got Darnell Washington. He didn't play much. You got Connor Hayward. You got guys out there that can make plays.
But they only had the ball for 25 minutes. When you lose the time of possession, you also lose possession time in
There's
terms
no
of
question.
Offensive
but
I,
do
I disagree that in that game. They scored 34 points. Score quickly. That's what
I
understand
that. But I'm saying
they benefited from a takeaway. They benefited from a takeaway. Special teams takeaway was
one.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's the game, right? That puts them right back in the game.
Sure,
they were down by 9 points at the time.
But even without that, they scored 27, which is more than the Steelers have scored for months at a time in the last 5 years.
But they lose at 27.
Sure, it helped.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the offense was great.
And usually who wins a turnover battle usually wins, right? And they won the turnover battle.
Luckily, because they actually fumbled a couple balls and jumped on him.
And no there question. Were two potential interceptions that we didn't even talk about. One of them was it could have happened, and it didn't, so it didn't happen.
But everybody, every quarterback. But I agree with you that there were things here that went the Steelers' way and things that didn't go the Steelers' way. But the big one was that takeaway that turned the game around. They were down by 9 points, and they went down and scored. Within a minute, they scored another one after that fumble caused by Gainwell.
But then the Jets came right back down and scored again.
Yeah.
And that's where –
they had two signature drives that if I was Aaron Glenn, the coach for the Jets, I'd say, man, we got a good team because they had two big-time drives in the second half where they marched down the field methodically and scored on the Steelers.
Yeah.
I thought these guys – Aaron Glenn's a good coach. You could tell he has changed the culture in that Jets locker room.
And he didn't hesitate getting rid of Gibson after he made the fumble. He said accountability is my number one thing.
He's a former player, no-nonsense kind of guy. You could tell. You could just see kind of when they showed him on the sideline, like he wants to establish that physical, nasty culture. That's him. That's what Detroit was last year. That's where he was, right? And so I'm excited to kind of see the progression of the New York Jets so they won't be the same old Jets that we've seen the last decade.
It's a good day for bald guys. Chris Hoke is with us, and Mulsey will be at the Verizon store in Monroeville today from 4 to 6. Verizon registering customers for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the game versus Seattle, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon is the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sunny today, high of Plexico Burris, 80. Low of Nick Kerbig, 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the hotline, which Chris Hoke is on, even though he's in studio, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Seattle Seahawks making the trip across the country for a game that's 10 a.m. Pacific time. Chris, as you watch them, as you study them, I don't care if it's offense or defense, what are you most worried about with the Seahawks?
Well, again, I think they're very similar to what we saw last week, right? In terms of this defense.
Trenches, right?
The trenches. Man. They brought in some guys. They have Leonard Williams, who's a lot like Quinnen Williams, on the defensive line. They got DeMarcus Lawrence, Jaron Reed. He had two, a bunch of QB hits. They also have
– they have a rookie number
one
last year.
They have a rookie number one guy. And their defensive backfield is really good.
Very good.
And so I think they're going to be much better on the back end. They're going to be able to lock down some of these – not lock down, but be able to line up with these receivers, and they'll be running wide open like they were last week. So I think it's going to be a little more challenging for the offense to hit guys that are wide open. I mean, there were guys that were running last week that were wide open against the Jets. So I think that the Seahawks – it is a challenge to come across the country to play a 10 o'clock game according to your Pacific time, but I think this is going to be a much more difficult game for the Steelers.
I agree. I don't think it's a slam dunk in any way.
Much more difficult than what?
Than last week.
How can it get more difficult than that? Then they're going to lose.
I think the defense will play better, but I do think that it's going to be more challenging on offense. I don't think that they're going to have the big plays. I don't think they're going to have four touchdowns. I think it'll be more of a slugfest. The Seahawks, they came out and they have a good defensive front. Sam Darnold did not play bad. I mean, he had zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, but he was a good manager of the game. He went out there and he made some good throws. I think that they're going to come in their second week. They're going to make some jumps. And if the Steelers defense doesn't make the improvement that I think they will, they're going to be in a dogfight.
Plus, the defense is going to be challenged the same way it was last week. They're going to, they have those two running backs starting with Kenneth Walker, and they're going to start.
And Charbonnet in their backup. It's a good 1-2 punch.
He actually had more carries last
week. He ran better than him last week.
Well, Hokie, it seems to be the assumption that the Steelers defense is going to get better and play really well this week.
Yeah.
Why should we believe that? What's going to happen?
Well, I think the veteran guys played pretty well. It's the young guys. The young guys got it. They'll get improved from week one to week two. They'll get coaching. They'll be focused on that. I think the big one is that inside linebacker position, Peyton Wilson, I think you're going to see a big jump from week one to week two. I think it was the game was a little fast for him. It'll start slowing down for him as a starter. The inside guys get back to playing good technique. At some point, I think you got to play Yaya Black a little bit more. He only got 24, 25 snaps in this game, and I thought he played well. He's a guy that can hold the point and allow the linebackers to roam. And so I think you'll see him playing more that left defensive end spot. And then again, I just think you're going to see an improvement because those guys have not played together in the preseason. A lot of guys, you know, didn't play much. Cam Hayward didn't play much. You'll see more playing time. Cam Hayward will be in better shape this week than he was last week. He'll take more snaps, which will of course be a better defense.
What do you think Chris Boswell's limit is? I know that he goes and talks to Tomlin about, hey, trust me, from 65, 70, I can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's one thing at the end of the game where you're down to third and a fourth and 15, whatever it was.
You got to nail it.
They haven't really. The odds are he'll hit 60 versus you converting a fourth down and getting another, you know, a little bit of yardage. What do you think is and would they do it earlier in the game? Because my answer would be no.
I think it's all game situation, Pomp, because it depends on what's the score. If he misses it, where's it going to put the ball?
Well, right?
I mean, if you start going into 65, 70 yard kicks, then all of a sudden you need a few yards and they're in field goal range. Right. And so you got to be very careful about when you do it. But I think that he could have very easily nailed that kick from 70 yards that he kicked there at the end of the game.
It was.
It was an incredible kick. He's money. Listen, he is a serious weapon for the Steelers.
Joe, I don't think the snapper, Christian Kuntz, and the holder, Corliss Waitman, get enough credit.
It was flawless.
Those are huge. The snap, especially. Yeah. It cannot be on a 60 yard field. It's got to be perfect, and it was.
All right, I need a final score and an MVP of the game and who wins the time of possession battle for Bob.
Wow. I think the Steelers are going to win the time of possession battle. I think the Steelers are going to win this game. It's going to be a hard-fought game. I think it's going to be a very physical game. Both are going to try to establish the run. We didn't talk about that. They got to improve the run game, too, this week.
Yeah.
Offensively. I think it's going to be 24-21. Steelers are going to win. MVP of the game, I'm going to go with, you're putting me on the spot for MVP.
Alex Highsmith. He was pretty good.
He was good last week.
He had a lot of tackles. He had the lone sack. I think the Steelers defense would have had a lot more sacks if it wasn't Justin Fields at quarterback. If they would have had Sam Darnold back there, I think it would have been 5 or 6 sacks. I mean, Justin Fields did a great job of eluding sacks and getting out of the pocket.
We didn't talk about Jalen Ramsey. He made the play of the Jalen game Ramsey at the end there because that was a first down completion. Big. They would have had
an opportunity. More plays. Yeah, no question. So I think it's going to be a slugfest, though, and I think that the Steelers are going to pull this one out, but it's going to be a tight ball game.
All right, Hokie. What a man you've become. Thank you.
How about him? He Bob, has I'm his having... car smashed and grabbed, stolen, totaled by 2 teenagers, recklessly engaging the police in a high-speed chase. He comes in here. You never know. Look,
never know.
You and I, Joe, would be stressed.
Yeah.
We would be
beyond belief.
I landed from California last night at 11 p.m., too. I didn't get home, get in bed till midnight.
You're unbelievable with all you got your notebook out, like, with all the film you've watched.
All the film, all my
things. Did we miss anything? Was there anything that happened in
the game?
Oh,
there's a lot of things, but there's only so much we could talk about in an hour, though, Starkey, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does that. No, I love old school.
Hey, but I heard you came on the nightly sports call on Sunday night. How'd you do?
Showdown.
It was okay. Everybody noticed.
Showdown.
They noticed I lost weight.
A lot of people noticed it.
Well, we all noticed it.
And I should tell you, Joe, because I found out the highest ratings we've had in like a month.
Because you lost weight.
I can only say that it's Joe Starkey.
That was because of Will Graves, Bob.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was because of my weight loss. I don't know.
It could be.
Could have been.
Maybe.
We need to get you some like advertising for weight loss.
Can you show me a couple of workouts?
I'll show you some workouts, yeah.
I would
love
that.
Just being consistent. Just getting in there. I love getting
You know what I love, stretch a lot?
I should stretch more. I try to get 17,000 to 20,000 steps a day.
Oh, my God.
Holy horse oil. If I get 10,000, I'm thrilled.
Before we came here, I was just listening to some podcast. They allow me to think. I don't always agree with them, but it allows me to kind of think through things of the game. And I just walk in. Well, that's funny. I touch the stop sign at the end of my street, and I walk back. I do that probably 3 or 4 times a day. You know,
do you work with kettlebells?
And I should. They're good. Kettlebells are really good.
I love kettlebells all of a sudden.
I'm trying just to, before I was a long-distance guy when I retired, and now I'm trying to maybe not run as long, but try to get some more weight training in, more weightlifting.
I asked a workout guy, how do I get rid of my man boobs? They're the thing I'm most embarrassed about.
Lose weight, I think.
I said, which machine in here? Which weights? He's like, push-ups. Push-ups and planks.
Dips. Dips are really good, too. I love
planks.
Dips.
Planks are good. Yeah. I've tried that, and I don't know how long you can do it. Try to get to 30 seconds, and
I tried to do it for commercials for the Pirates last night. Thank God
minutes.
I didn't do it between base hits of the Pirates. I'd be dead.
No, but
Thank you, Hokie.
Dips and pull-ups have been really good to me. Those are ones that are tried and tested and really good.
We'll do a workout then, shall we?
Absolutely.
Do you drink alcohol at all? Wine?
No, I've never had a lick of alcohol in my life.
See, that's another thing. It puts extra sugar in your system.
Yeah.
But, every now and then, you don't want a glass of wine to celebrate something or anything.
Nah. Okay. I have my diet Dr. Pepper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.